You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf. Was that a bad intro?
Yes.
It was fine. Just keep going.
Go ahead.
I didn't think it was bad.
Do it. Go ahead. Keep it. Go ahead.
Keep it.
Go ahead, Kate.
Now I feel so insecure.
Don't feel insecure. You're beautiful. You're great. I'm a
fan. Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf. Shut the fuck up, Nathan.
Okay.
We're here with Nathan McIntosh.
Yeah, I'm back again. Hey, guys. How are you? Thank you for having me. As always, Kate and Joe and the podcast network.
Okay. And we have a new timer. Is that a good way to say it?
Sure.
Yeah, new timer.
A new timer. Newbie to the show. John Rudnitsky.
Hey there.
Is here. Did I say it right?
Yeah, you did. You actually said it right.
And Joe Santagato is on his way. He got stuck in traffic because he forgets how long it actually takes to get places in New York City.
Yes.
He thinks it takes 15 minutes, even though he knows it's about an hour, hour and a half.
I learned that today.
During rush hour.
The hard way.
Yeah. So Joe will be here, but he is YouTube famous, so he can take a little more time.
Until he's here, you can watch him on YouTube on his own channel.
Is he really YouTube famous?
Yeah.
He's got a big deal. ton of followers.
Billions of followers. There's a lot of women that want to show him their tits. He's really doing it out there.
He's doing big things. Good
Huge
for him.
Things. Yeah, massive things.
Yeah, he's like 23 and just insanely successful.
Yeah.
And it kind of hurts my feelings sometimes. Like when I'm feeling, down, I'm like, damn, like it's like, it's motivating and inspiring to see how well he's doing while also staying centered emotionally, you know?
There's nothing motivating and inspiring about any of it. It's really just to make yourself feel worse. You just go on Facebook and you just see what everyone else is doing, and it's a way to just feel
brutal.
Terrible about yourself.
It's also, you can't be motivated. Maybe
nobody's ever
stupid.
Are you happy for anybody else's success?
It's not.
I mean, you can be.
You can't be motivated by anybody younger than you. That's impossible. I don't get
younger than
if
you.
If some
especially.
Rapper's like, I'm 16 years old and I have $2 million, that doesn't make me go, let me put on a mixtape.
I want to go
fuck
shake this guy's hand.
No, fuck his life.
But I am happy for Joe. Like, genuinely, he's a good dude.
No, he's a nice guy.
And he has his head fucking straight, so I get why he's successful. Like, he's driven. He knows where to go. It just, I'm like, why am I not like that?
He put us on his show.
On Elite Daily.
Yeah.
He didn't actually, I guess he did. Yeah, no, Joe hooked it up. I met him being booked on Elite, not through him, but then he kind of fought for me to stay on there. So.
Very nice.
Yeah, Joe's a great dude. And we have a podcast together, but he's YouTube famous and late, so.
Yep. Not bitter at all.
No, I'm just in a mood.
The Kate Wolf story.
Let's talk about the mood, because you were really going off on it before, and now the
fuck
mics are on now.
Too.
I feel like you don't want to talk about it.
You can't say fuck me. I didn't say that. That's his sentence.
John.
That is my sentence.
Yeah,
but I am also kind of curious,
okay,
because
so,
I kind of missed most of it.
Before we get into this, how do you guys know each other?
Elite Daily.
And you're from L.A.?
I'm not originally, but I live in L.A.
But you live there now, and you're visiting the New York area currently?
Yes.
But for a while, like, it's not like a visit. It's
yeah, I've
like,
been doing shows for the month, and yeah.
But you're staying for like another month or two.
No, I'm out of here after this.
Okay.
I'm gone tomorrow.
You waited just to do Invasion of Privacy.
Honestly, yeah. Honestly, I really had to make it. I made it a point to come by.
Fuck yeah. We have a lot of fans, a lot of listeners, so they're going to appreciate
so
your dedication.
That's really sad, man. This is one of the worst podcasts you can possibly
You're
do.
The worst,
that's
Nathan.
That's a fact. The people that listen to this podcast are some of the worst human beings alive. You'll see the comments that they leave. They're awful human beings.
Is that
beings.
True?
No.
Buddy, these people are piranhas.
No, they love.
Are they Joe fans? They're Joe fans?
They're fucking. Do you know what they are? They're fucking Coke fans. They're fucking garbage fans. These people are trash. Anybody listening to this podcast right now, you heed these words. You are human garbage. Dot. Thank you.
Nathan thinks he's a WWE wrestler, and that's
it.
How he talks. But
I
they actually,
it.
He loves being on this podcast. We've had him on more than anyone, and the fans love him. Every time he's on, they're like, yay, Nate's back.
And
Have
I,
him on as a regular co-host.
And I hate the fans. I hate these people. I literally...
But that's for some reason...
He also hates
me,
and I'm one of
you.
His closest friends. So
but that's what it is. It's your hatred is what's sexy about it.
Let's calm this down a little bit, first of all. Hatred is not sexy. You are not one of my best friends, okay? You can fucking take that shit. I want that removed from this podcast. First of all, if you can put that on a little thing, take that. I do not want those words. I love Kate. I like doing the podcast. The people that listen are great people. Thank you for having me, as always. So anyways, I just wanted to know some things about you. I don't, like we said
and
before.
And actually, that's great you're doing that, because one of my, I actually, shout outs to Dominic. I gave him a tarot card reading. He's one of our listeners. I also, you know, I also do tarot card readings. Anyway.
That's great.
Yeah, I do. And he was amazing. So he was like, you know, Kate, you don't really ask the guests about themselves. You just throw them in.
That's why I'm here, dude.
Have them talking. So thank you for doing that.
The third co-host, you know, he's got to come in and save these fucking shows.
Thank you for saving this podcast, Nathan. Well, you just we go, appreciate
here's,
it.
Here's a guy that we brought on. Let me tell you something about my fucking life.
Yeah.
And you go right into it. I've been having a shit day. All right, thanks for coming, dude. And then they walk out.
And everyone's like, who is John
Ruditsky? It's really
Ruditsky?
Just therapy. It's just therapy.
I know, and that's why I don't want to make this session all about me.
Yeah.
But I'm in a mood. But let's find out more about you. So you're in LA.
Yeah.
What's the mood like in LA? Is it like chill? Is it relaxed?
Everyone's really chill, man. Everyone's
Do you surf, dude? You seem like a surf guy.
I don't surf. Are you,
you
asking?
Do not
are these
seem
serious
like a surf
questions
guy.
About LA?
Hey, these are dead serious questions, man. I'm looking into your eyes and I see waves. Am I wrong? Are you surf, dude?
I don't.
Do you listen to the
Jewish.
Ocean?
I don't surf.
Do you go to the beach? Do you lay there?
I sometimes go, but how long can one lay?
We don't. Nathan and I are not. Fans of the beach, by the way.
Fuck the beach.
Fuck
man.
The beach.
I like getting a little tan. I mean, you feel a little confident.
But you got a beach body. Are you kidding me? You got the arms. You got the chest. Look at the hair. That haircut is beach.
Thanks,
you,
man.
You walked in. You're like, oh, I want to look like I fucking ride dolphins.
Quaffed. I've got a nice quaff.
Yes.
You do have a beach look to you.
It's a beach look, dude.
Yeah. I like that. I'll take it.
No, but yeah, it's a compliment. It's a Nathan facade. And I don't have a beach look. We have, especially Nathan. Nathan is one of the most pale people you'll ever
I have like the bottom
say.
Of a you castle
could
do, look.
I could see you getting a nice
I've,
little
I've been, I've been there.
You've
I've
beached.
Been in that place.
You're,
in high school, I was trying to be another person. You know what I mean? I really secretly
who
hated
it. Who were
you trying to be? I was like the popular cheerleader girl like that.
You were cheerleaded?
Yeah. I was a cheerleader.
You cheerled?
I was on like homecoming court and I was like, oh my God.
It's very sexy.
Are we going to go to coach and get a new purse? Like,
I got
to
say.
It wasn't me.
I've said this to Kate before. That accent and that those bitchy women that kind of talk like that, I want to have sex
with
all of them. But I don't want
to
talk to any of them.
No, you just want to
just
fuck
totally,
and go, get out of here.
Just 100%.
But by the way, those
that's
are the
weird
girls
aggression
that, like,
that you want to take
no,
out
no,
in a sexual
no,
way.
No,
that's
no,
kind of fucked up.
No, because they're bitches. Because these are the same girls who reject you, right?
No! That's,
you.
No, now you're getting...
First of all, listeners, I did not say that. I just mean, for whatever reason, tanned, bitchy women, I'm super into. As
but
like,
they're
as
bitches.
An
the implied thing is that they're bitches and that they're too good for
I say
for
bitchy.
You. So that's
bitchy.
This became very like...
Bitchy.
Women hate-y.
Bitchy.
Oh, now you're being a little weak here, Kate.
What?
You know, a sentence
I'm,
about
I'm not
women
a misogynist.
Is woman
I'm saying there's shitty women out there, and it has... And
I'm not calling them shitty.
Not all women are shitty. I'm saying
I'm
there's some
saying,
shitty women.
I mean,
the women
shitty.
Wanna,
some people are just shitty.
And
people
those are the women you just want to hate fuck. There's just some girls
I mean,
you just want to hate fuck.
I don't want to hate fuck anyone.
You're putting so many words into my mouth right now, I got to keep
Nathan,
saying.
You said all of this.
You guys basically just hooked up through words.
Your t-shirt says I want to hate fuck women. It's right on there. No, I'm just saying whatever
I'm
reason.
I'm just saying I've never had the urge to hate fuck a dude.
Neither have I. I've never
not
walked
a dude.
Earth.
You want to hate fuck
I'd
some
almost,
chicks?
I'd almost rather hate fuck a dude than a woman.
Can I just clarify? I've
that's
never,
a fact.
I should say, I've never hate fucked anybody.
Bus drivers?
I'm saying I want to hate fuck, but I've never had the capacity to hate fuck. Even girls that I dislike, I still
you know what?
I spoon after sex. I want to be held after sex.
The guy, Kate, you know the guy
that's
that,
really
that rips your ticket at the theater? I want to hate fuck that guy. Get out of the fucking way.
I'd like
let
to be more
through.
Of a dick. I'd like to be more of a dick.
What's
because
happening
there's girls
right
that
now?
Are out there that are not nice.
This is why I never want to get gangbanged. There's just too much going on.
Screaming.
Too much. Don't
I
know where to focus.
What
I'm enjoying both of you, but
ends
I don't
with
know.
A gangbang.
It's not going to. Oh, well.
What?
He said, what if this podcast ends in a gangbang? And it's funny you bring that up because Nathan does not picture me in any kind of a sexual way.
Can we? First
and
of all,
I don't picture you in a sexual way. I was telling Nathan, I picture like if you pull down his pants, his penis is a little Nathan. And he's like, hey, guys.
That's a good
so you
vision.
Know what pisses me off?
I don't know you that well, but that's what I see.
And
I
said to Kate that I picture when she comes into a room, she slips on a banana peel and her tits flip in the air. And then it's just the Benny Hill theme plays and it's this big awkward fucking session.
You
first
look
all,
down at me when we're fucking and I'm making a funny face.
Totally
and I'm
weird.
Like, so I'm a single mom and my vagina goes wah, wah.
Totally.
Do you know how to transition into the sexy thing?
Yes, I know how to fucked, okay?
Can I say again quickly? The women, the cheerleading voice that you put on. I don't hate these women. I don't think they're bitches, but I like that like bitchy tanned woman.
I'm better than you. Like
for whatever
ew.
Reason, it does something to my chest.
Ew.
I don't know why. I don't want to date it, like I said, but I like to sleep with me.
Your penis responds to that kind of behavior.
Rock hard. It's like she gets...
Do you think your mom... Do you think maybe you have some transference, like you kind of hate your mom, so when there's someone bitchy...
I mean, whoa.
I'm just asking.
Whoa.
Just
asking. I do not hate my mom. Okay. First of all,
I meant anger, not hate. But no, there's some
but
anger.
See, I don't want to fuck these women angrily. That's not what it is. For whatever reason, bitchy tanned women. I don't know. It's just like I just find them hot. That's all. Hmm. You know what am I supposed to do? I don't want to fuck
and
them angrily.
You, John, you feel like you've been rejected by these women, so having sex with them is like conquering that in yourself.
It can be.
This is the worst gangbang ever. The therapeutic.
I'm not. I never said yes to the gangbang. Oh,
look,
I said it
some,
felt
there's
like
some hot tanned women that are not that way. But when we're talking about this cheerleader
super
type
specific
girl,
we're going super
that's like
specific.
That's like arrogant, that's like you go up to at the bar and they give you just one of those I just smelled shit kind of faces, and I'm like, well, what's up with that? You didn't even get a chance to know me. Those are the girls I'd like to hate fuck, and then just, and I never have, and I never would do this, but it's a fantasy of like being like, all right, we're done. Get out of here.
I'm not judging your fantasy.
You know?
See,
everyone has weird fantasies.
I've never fucked
everyone.
And chucked. I always know their name.
Fucked a who?
Fucking Chuck.
Oh, I thought fucking you said
fucked
a truck.
I've never fucked a guy named Chuck. I would never just like throw a girl out. I always offer
assistance.
To pay for the Uber.
I offer assistance. I'll rotate your tires. So don't call CAA, call me.
Yeah.
That type of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've never thrown a woman out either because I have a mom and I do not hate her.
Sorry I said that.
Oh, I don't care.
I'm sorry I hurt you.
What were we talking about a second ago? I can't picture you having sex, that's all. Because like I said
no,
to you,
I can't.
Every once in a while, comedians
will
be like...
Does that bother you that he can't picture you
no.
having sex?
Because Nathan and I have such a like weird sibling. Like we fight all the time and then make up. Like we literally have a sibling thing. Like it makes sense to me.
Because this is what it is. Comedians
will
say to me...
I would feel uncomfortable if he did picture me in that way. It would make me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It would be like, it's like a brother saying they picture you that way. I'd be like, don't.
Yeah, because people...
I feel safe around Nathan because I know he's never going to kick game to me. Like, do you know what I mean? I'm never on guard.
A lot of comics...
Definitely. No, I don't.
No, comedians are some of the worst human beings on the planet.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely...
And around women, and you're an attractive woman.
You know.
Guys get very leechy, yeah? Guys get...
Guys get gropey. I've been groped a lot at comedy clubs.
Comedians,
you have to be on guard.
The scum of the earth. Everything I said about the fans of this show, I now transfer everything to comedians.
To comedians.
And I mean that.
That you actually
I
mean.
Take it away from the fans and I throw it on comedians.
But this happens a lot to girls in general. Like, you just want to live your life. Yeah, even if you want to go out dancing and you just want to dance for real, you can't even go and do that without a dude poking his hard dick in your back. It's like, Joe Santagato's
here.
Joe,
had a good time, too.
Hey, man, how are you? Why
hey.
Do you gotta give me those looks, Joe?
What
I didn't...
is this asshole
Why
doing
are you giving me these
Well, you were
again.
Late because you act like it takes 30 minutes to get into New York City from Queens.
I was shooting until I got home at 4:40.
It's okay.
I had to drive.
We've just made up.
Good to see you.
Yeah, so everyone, Joe, everyone's favorite, Joe Santagato.
I'm talking about
if Joe
Kate
wants me to leave.
Dicks poked in her back.
First of all, Joe, if you want me to leave, I can leave.
I'm
you know,
fucking
I will get
you.
Up.
Shut
okay.
up. I hate
okay.
you.
Can you imagine Joe was like, Nathan, leave?
Nathan, yeah, I called you Nathan. What happened? You're talking about dicks, obviously? What?
She's poked with dicks at a dance. Girls can't just go out and dance and have
girls are always on guard. Just walking down the street, you're trying to walk to get a fucking, I don't know, dental floss from CVS. And a dude's like, hey.
You can get humped anywhere.
But do you realize,
especially at fucking clubs and bars
of course.
And shit,
yeah,
you can't control
it's
your
so
dick.
Good to see you.
You. Know, if I feel like if you weren't getting humped for a night, and your friends were getting humped, you'd be like, "Why aren't guys
Why,
putting their
yeah.
dicks in
No,
mine?
I'd be okay. Maybe for a second, I'd be like, "Am I not humpable?" But then I'd be like, "I'm relieved. I know I can get a dick."
So you don't go out
I'm
with any
nervous.
Humps of dick.
No, not really.
Come on,
you
man.
If I really want dick, I can just go and find, like, I can...
What do you go out? Like, I hope I have a good time? Is that what you try to have a
Where
good time?
Where do I
Is
even go
it?
Out? I go, I do...
Thought. What a sick thought.
No, hold on. Where do I go out? I have Shane half the time. I'm a single mom. And then the other time, I'm doing comedy shows. Like, I don't really even go out. So, and if I do a
right.
dancing, I want to dance.
Exactly.
If I want dick, I'll be like, you know what? Who do I feel like flirting with and possibly, you know, humping? And then, like, I'll... start flirt like it's not it's I don't go out and
you know
just
what guys
strangers.
Go out with the thought of I hope anyone is okay with me pushing this into them
yeah
you don't do that
I don't
even
anymore
when you were single even when you were single
you have a girlfriend.
No I do but
yeah
what do you,
Sammy
yes that's
she
is true.
A celebrity
no
it's Rosario
well
Rosario
John just found
Donald's
out
awesome.
You're like
I
a
found
celebrity.
Out you're famous we've been hanging out but I didn't know you were famous I see you you know I've met you a couple times but they tell me you're like a big deal.
You are a big deal.
Well, she,
your
she,
fan base is mostly what like
Well, it's actually girls, it's actually teenage crazy girls? Now. It's crazy now. It was, but it's crazy now because I started like uploading videos to Facebook as well. Like I'll put out the YouTube video.
Because once again, you're smart. It's like annoyingly smart. Like he knows how to fucking market himself.
Well, because I put out on my Facebook page, there was like 65,000 likes on there, and I put the videos on there. I like don't really use the Facebook. I like put the YouTube links on there, and then now what I've been doing is the next day I'll direct upload it to Facebook because I don't. It just like does better for whatever reason.
It does.
And one of my videos went fucking insane. And
the
now,
gay marriage one?
No. It was it's called Idiots of the Internet. It's just like these random tweets that dumb people have tweeted and I just like sound off about them. But I made that video and like it got like 90,000 shares and fucking 5 million views and like now the page has like 250,000 likes on it. It's fucking crazy.
I'm gonna kill myself.
And it's all these fucking random people like, dude, Melbourne, Australia, you're sick. And I'm like, this is absurd.
I was feeling a little bit suicidal about a week ago and about my career. And okay. I called Joe because I needed yeah. his like centered, like you're gonna be fine. I needed tips.
I don't even remember
And you
this.
Were like, sorry, I'm at a wedding with my beautiful girlfriend.
Was that a wedding?
Successful. No, he just said I'm a wedding. And I was like, okay.
Sorry, I'm at the bank looking at my money. I'll yeah. call you in an hour.
Never called me back. It's fine. I didn't do it.
I was at a wedding. Yeah. Half hammered. I had to drive.
No, it's fine. I just, it's very, you're very centered emotionally. You're going places. He's
can
just,
we, okay, can we get back to
he's
this?
He's just him.
What, can we get now into the mood that you had
I'm
before you started this?
Do you return all the compliments that she gives? She just showers
no,
you.
She does. I'm like her son. She just talks. She just
I,
goes.
I do. I,
that's why she's like, oh, no, he's very famous. I hope you're not around anytime I meet anyone new. Because when you say shit like that, it just makes me feel weird.
Kate does that to me.
That's what I do.
She'll be like,
I would love that.
Because you appreciate
because
me.
Because
no,
I
do
a mother,
appreciate it, but
I have
it puts
a mother
me in
like
a place
that,
of
because
like...
I was coddled.
You feel
and
uncomfortable.
I feel comfortable being constantly
I don't
validated.
Like it.
See, it's
I don't
the Jewish... Like that. That's what it is.
It's a Jew thing.
It doesn't make him feel comfortable either, because I'll be like, Nathan's so funny. Nathan, tell him what you said the other day. It
that's
was
what
hilarious.
She does. She go, tell him what you said. I go, Kate, we're adults. What do you want me to do?
Yeah, right?
She's like, you say that funny thing. I'm like, well, now it's ruined.
Watch him.
That's what she does. Click your heels.
I know, because you're used to it. Because it's my way of like
very
loving, and
it.
I don't love many people. Like I'm big fans,
it's
obviously.
Not even that.
They're my good friends.
I don't necessarily like talking like that. Like, oh no, yeah, I am. Oh yeah, dude, yeah, sick. I tell jokes. It's yeah. You want to hear one? Like, because that's all people
get a
fucking
camera,
do.
Bro. Record it. I'm gonna upload it to Facebook right now. You can watch it there.
Nathan, we need to start uploading directly to Facebook. But you have a fan page. We need to have a fan page.
You don't necessarily even need that. You can
really.
Because Facebook, I'm guessing, is trying to compete with YouTube. So like
they're doing well.
They're doing great.
Facebook, when you are scrolling on your feed, they just play those fucking videos.
Right,
you know what I mean?
And then you're
yeah, you don't have
start.
To press.
It's like,
yeah.
So it's yeah. So people don't have to click on it. So it's already playing. So it's like if it sounds cool in the first couple of seconds, then like they're gonna watch.
So do you just if you scroll past it but you didn't press anything, does that count as a view?
I don't know.
So what would count as a view? Do you
I think
to
it
to
counts
page?
As a view. I'm pretty confident. No, it counts as a view if you just scroll by.
That's
and
because, crazy because then your
know.
Numbers can be nuts because people are just scrolling.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean?
So they're
I
not
know.
Even real numbers. So, Joe, I would say you probably only got like 100 real fucking that's views, funny. Man.
I'd say 100 views.
Yeah,
guy in Melbourne,
one
only
one
guy
in Australia likes you. Get over yourself and your fucking
you
girlfriend
cocky
your
fuck.
Success. You
no, but listen, because there's two different numbers. There says they'll give you a view count, and then they'll give you like this many people reached, which I don't even know what that means. So like maybe I don't know what that is. But
reach means that's how many people I think saw it. But maybe didn't play it. I don't know.
I don't know because I thought it's on autoplay.
Yeah, reached. I think just I don't know. Okay, so our topic,
please,
is searching through when you have an ex, going on their social media and. Looking when you shouldn't be. And also I want to talk about when you're in a relationship snooping through their shit. Because a lot of my girlfriends, I don't know if they've told their boyfriends, but they definitely, like without even feeling bad about it, just go through their Facebook, their phone, email. I really try hard not to do that shit. I don't think it's a healthy way
to live. Why do you have to try hard? Don't you just not fucking do it?
It's for me. Like it's
but what's
tempting.
Wrong with you? Go inside and fix whatever the fucking valve is broken. Because
dude,
if you have to go through somebody's phone,
trying.
If you go through somebody's phone, if you got to stop yourself from going through somebody's phone, you're an animal. Go to therapy 5 times an hour. That's crazy to me. You're gonna go through somebody. You ever gonna go
somebody
through
somebody else's
phone, dude?
Oh no, I wouldn't go through somebody else's.
That's
phone.
That's what I'm saying.
But I'm just like, but looking up.
Yeah, but this
that.
Is different. I'm
you
talking about getting
no,
their
no,
computer.
No, I don't go through people. Right. But I'm
but like,
saying
but like
I...
looking up exes is so
different
accessible.
Situation.
Okay, we're not talking about that.
Okay,
we're
let's talk about the first thing so we don't mix because
wait, the first thing or the
things.
Second thing?
We going number one and number two. What are we going right now? What are we doing?
First thing or the second thing?
I just watched that
the first, for the first topic is when you're broken up and you're still going on their Facebook to see what they're up to.
Completely normal.
Yeah,
you want to make yourself
but
upset.
But a bit masochistic, right? Like, you're cutting
so,
yourself.
Time out. So I went to college for 8 seconds. What the fuck did you just say?
Masochistic. I mean, like, mm-mm. Harming yourself. It's hurting yourself when
words,
you do that.
Words viewed today, words reached to Joe is one. If we're counting,
you don't know what that word means.
If we're counting.
I had no idea what that meant. Honestly, I have no idea.
I'm saying, so it's hurting yourself. You do it and it's normal. But you know it's not. It's never
yeah, you know
gonna
it's
going to
be bad, but you do it anyway.
It's never going to lead to a good like, place. What are you ever going
to
see?
It. I had to do it though.
So listen,
it's a new profile picture. I got to see what's going on.
But like, when has anyone ever done that and actually found something that made them feel better?
Well, you're not.
They
you're not there for
weight.
Any good reason. You know what I mean?
You answer like Family Feud. They put on weight. Let's see what the board says.
Put on weight in there.
Top of the list.
Now, the Johnson family could steal if it's not up there. No, but you're not going there for any good reason. You're even going there because you're hoping they're doing bad, which is not good.
But they're not going to put that up. That's the issue, too, with social
media.
They're
only putting up how great things
exactly.
are going. I'm putting up things that didn't even happen. I'm photoshopping trips with
new
girls.
Jobs. Got a promotion. You're standing in front of, like, you know, Google.
J.P. Morgan. Yeah, I was like, I didn't even know he was in finance.
Yeah, exactly.
I got upset. I saw that my very first girlfriend from 7th grade was engaged. And it came up on my newsfeed. I was legit upset. I was like, oh, she got away. I really let that go.
How long ago was this?
Fucked up.
17 years ago. I don't know. 16
no,
years
I mean
ago.
You, that you looked at it and were upset.
I like, looked at it a couple months ago and I was like, Kayla?
Holy fuck.
No way. Oh, man. We had something for like a week once.
You used all my pencils.
You used all my pencils. Mechanical pencils, no less. Mm. All the lead.
That's love.
I looked at my ex-girlfriend.
I just want everybody to love me forever and always. Like, I don't, that's why like social media is so bad because I want, even if I didn't necessarily date the girl, I want to know what so-and-so's up to.
Well, think
about
it. We're comedians.
One time on vacation. Doesn't she still think about me? Oh, no, she's got a boyfriend. But I bet she thinks of me when that certain Enrique Iglesias song
plays. Is that another Jewish mother thing? Is that another Jewish mother thing?
It's
because I don't have that. I don't. Yeah, it has to be,
what,
right?
Do you want everyone to like you?
I want every woman to love me as much as my mother.
Yes.
I just want them all to love me sucking their titties.
I don't have that.
Let me light your menorah.
Yeah, you do. No, I don't want any of my exes except the most recent one to think of it. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, the
all
thought
of
them jerking off to me, I'm like,
We never say anything. They're beating their. Why you gotta make every guy sound like a weird dude in a basement,
like a gargoyle?
I'm that guy. Issues.
You guys aren't doing that.
Beating off to your ex girlfriend's pictures?
No, I don't beat off to pictures.
I did not believe.
But
you
I
right
beat
there.
Off. No, I beat off to weird stuff, but not that.
I haven't beaten off to a picture in years.
In a long time. I'll see like a picture of an attractive girl and it'll kind of get me started. And then I'm like, all right, now we're on to the good stuff.
Yeah, video.
It's like I haven't had sex in 4 months.
Bam, 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 bam.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been some time. And I'm still going to go. I'm going to keep going longer. And I think I'm doing
pretty
good
about it. That's a woman actively trying not to have sex.
I went a whole year once.
How was
that? After my ex-girlfriend.
But were you actively trying not to fuck?
No, I was broken inside and I couldn't really talk to people. It was awful. But how was it? It was horrendous. It's horrendous. I was 22, all my friends are fucking, and I'm walking around the earth being like, is she coming back? It was terrible.
See, I don't want to just have sex, though. I want to meet someone I really deeply connect to.
I did. I wanted to just
no,
fuck
I want to connect. I want to, like, be in love. I want great, like, that. I want someone who... Because I'm, like, 34. I'm not just looking to, like, fuck. Like, a lot of my friends, they're married. They have great husbands. Like, I want a real, supportive, great, mature relationship.
You're asking for too much right now. You're dead serious.
Pick one of those things.
Start at fucking and move up. You're going right for the end
game. You
think you should
start at fucking?
Start at fucking and move in.
No, I have to be a little pickier. Like, I can't just choose someone that makes my vagina beat quickly.
I disagree.
Me too. I also disagree. Because you got to start with that and then move up. You can't start at husband and work down. You can't do that.
Well, I'm not going to look. I'm not a psycho.
Or just shoot for husbands.
Yeah. Walking
what
through
I
the
mean,
club,
though,
dick, husband, and
I've
walk
made
over.
The mistake of just going for the guy that makes my heart beat and vagina flinch, and then And a year after, I'm like, oh, I knew you weren't the best match, but I just went with it. And now look where I am, cleaning up the fucking mess.
No, because okay? it's all valuable. You would have.
No, you're right. That's keeping it real.
If you hadn't done it, and for what you do.
He's trying to make your vagina jump. I hope you know that sententright there.
Keep it going, John. Keep it going.
No, this is being
you have
genuine.
Any interest
this
in
being
raising?
Genuine. For what we do, for what we all of us do, right? It's good to have these life experiences, and then we get to vent about them on podcast.
Kate,
which is the only reason why you go through the experience in the first place.
If we had like nice, cushy relationships, and what the hell would we talk about? Except for this fucking asshole and his 5 million views and his hot girlfriend
Kate,
and his YouTube fans.
Bill!
Go home, close the blinds, and suck a random dick, and you'll feel a lot better.
I don't think that's the case.
In this scenario,
is
there a dick just waiting?
There could be. She's a woman.
You close the blinds.
There's definitely no
dick.
Dick
there. Did you order the dick?
If a dick's waiting, I'm about to get raped, and that's not an exciting
moment.
Can
a man go down on her and then bail? Would that be okay?
Yeah.
That sounds nice.
Does it sound nice?
Kate, does it sound nice?
That sounded like in love.
Do you have to...
It did, right?
Do you have to be connected?
Just coming home, a guy being like, I'm gonna... What do you hate the word eat you out. I'm gonna go down on you.
I'm gonna perform cunnilingus.
You're going to orgasm, and I'm gonna leave because it's about you.
That sounds way creepy.
Is he a science?
Yeah, is that David Attenborough?
Would you want that?
I don't think so.
It's disgusting.
You don't think you'd want that?
I think I'd rather just masturbate, I guess.
Do you have at it a lot? For you.
Yeah.
All the time?
Yeah.
Do you have a toy?
John, calm down.
Okay.
What color is it? What color? Just give me the color.
Bring it down a couple notches.
Have you named it?
No names. I have different techniques. Depends what I'm in the mood for.
And what are you looking
at?
What do you look at it when you're doing it?
I used to be a big porn watcher. Not very healthy, I feel like, for the brain. Because, you know, Nathan
what
and
kind
I
of
talk
porn,
about
what
this.
Kind of porn do
not
you watch?
Not the healthiest.
Wait, hear this shit.
No.
She watches porn that, like,
no, it's the kind
punched.
No.
Oh, you like
Jesus.
That.
Jesus.
I wouldn't say punched.
Is it just men?
But it's not.
Just videos of men saying "I do" on repeat?
Pretty much the opposite, actually.
I love.
I don't.
Failed marriage.
Yeah.
Do you take this? Yeah.
Guys who are just left standing on their knee. Oh God, I love this shit.
Oh wow. So I'm staying away from porn.
That you'd have trouble finding a great guy. Is it
Thank
just
you,
the
John.
City itself that is
Look,
just...
Look, dude, are you trying to get her to fucking wet herself here in this chair, for God's sake?
Look, you're a buddy. I mean, you know her better than I do.
I tell her every day,
catch.
I can't believe people want to fuck her.
Nathan doesn't think I'm
All
a catch.
All the time. No, that's not true. I don't think you're not a catch. I just can't... You and me are so close, I can't picture somebody
Wait,
having
no,
sex
but
with
let
you.
Me
that's
tell
all.
Let
that's
me tell
it.
You.
That's all.
Around when Nathan and I first started getting like close friends, whatever, there was this guy I was hung up on, and he was going for this other girl, and I was down about it. And Nathan one time goes, why would he date a Twizzler when he has a Snickers? That upset me for
she
a
was
week.
The Snickers,
I just, yeah. in my head, I was going, I'm only a Twizzler. I'm a Twizzler.
You better than
not a
Snickers.
But
not a Red Vine.
But look, it depends on what you're in the mood for, because Twizzlers are also great. They have their place.
My mom loves Twizzlers.
I'm not a Twizzler,
they get tired. They get tired
quick.
I'm not
a Twizzler.
You get over them real quick.
What about a Pull and Peel? Those are amazing.
No,
the Pull and Peel.
My point is Nathan doesn't, I do not like, Nathan does not make me feel like I'm a catch. Nathan makes me feel like I'm a Twizzler. So he's the wrong
maybe,
person.
My mom loves
you know,
Twizzlers.
Maybe you're the problem.
Twizzlers are
maybe
great.
Maybe she can't get the confidence to meet a guy because you're fucking tearing her down. All the time. And calling her a goddamn Twizzler.
Blaming me
it's
for your broken vagina is perfectly okay. But
I'm
blaming you.
If
we
want to get
vagina.
Serious, it is not my fault. But like I said, because we're so close, I can't. Not that you're not a catch, I think you're great, but I just can't picture somebody having sex with you. That's all.
Even the way is that all sentence.
Well, because wait, you just, you know what I mean?
No, I can't picture someone having sex with you either.
Exactly.
And his girlfriend's my close friend, and I just pretend that never happens when I talk to
you
her.
You have a girlfriend.
I have a girl.
A babe. She's okay. Like a rapper's girlfriend kind of babe.
She's
like right. Just
the
hot.
What does that mean?
Like she like
she
dresses.
Like a
thick,
she's got
thick woman with tits.
She's
what
got
she
like nice tits and an ass and she's just gorgeous.
She
like
a flapper and baseball cap. And
she has
pants.
Style. She's
she has
cool.
Those high top Chucks or the high top Converse with the heels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does she? Does she have tats?
No, but
like she dresses
Respect.
Like.
Across her back.
Like I can't like she's hot. Like she owns it. She's great. Big fan of his girlfriend. We had her on, Liz.
Yeah, she's cool. She's
Liz
great.
Was on the podcast.
Way better than Nathan.
Is she a comedian?
No, God, no. I wouldn't date one of these fucking animals. I told you, comedians are some of the worst people on
the
planet.
The worst people, yeah.
Animals.
They're awful, twisted fucks. They're just broken.
They're worse than
shitty.
Twizzlers. They
they're
are
all the worst.
Werther's,
they're Mike and
Ike's.
They're fucking Mike and Ike's.
Plenty.
Mike, do we like Mike and Ike's? We don't like Mike.
Nobody
and
Ike's.
Okay.
Mike
what?
And Ike's.
I kind of like
you
them.
Like Mike and Ike's.
Well, if you guys just mentioned Twizzlers, they fucking suck. Mike and Ike's are 20 times better than them.
What about the pull and peel, dude? The pull and peel.
Pull
Twizzlers.
And peel's a fucking Twizzler, dude.
Yeah, but it's a good one. The other ones,
no,
like
they
hollow.
Taste the same.
No, they don't.
Red Vine.
Licorice is for 90-year-old people.
You're crazy, bro. You're crazy, YouTube generation. Licorice, the pull and peel is fucking delicious.
Listen, no one likes licorice anymore. All right.
Let's grow you've up lost, here. You've lost faith in men because you spend your time.
What do people
want to
eat, Joe? Joe,
I haven't lost faith.
Joe, what do people want to eat? This fucking this Drake Meek Mill battle. Is that what people want to eat?
Bro,
is that better than
how
Twizzlers?
About fucking Skittles, universally amazing.
Skittles
shit.
Can suck dick.
Yeah, I'm Skittles. Can you call
like
me Skittles?
The,
Skittles are disgusting. The original Skittles
are disgusting.
Please,
it's because you're Canadian.
The
what do you
original,
got out there?
The original Skittles. Called? That red bag of Skittles is gross. The tropical Skittles.
I was
now
just
we're
gonna say the tropical.
Now
Skittles.
We're talking.
Fine.
You got that banana one.
Fine.
Yo, that coconut one.
Yo, that kiwi.
Yo, get the fuck out of here, man.
Brought to you by.
Yo, get the fuck out of here, man.
Still Skittles. Still
the original Skittles though can suck all the dicks.
Who said I was talking about those?
I like original. I like original Skittles.
Oh, boo, boo, boo.
I feel the same way about Starburst. I like the tropical Starburst.
Yes, tropical
Starburst. Tropical
Starburst,
beautiful.
Yeah.
They're so good.
Okay.
So good.
Anyway,
way to keep it
moving
up.
Back.
Gummy
to
bears.
What?
So you want to be
chocolate covered. Have you ever
okay.
had
you
chocolate
be seen
bears?
As a no. tropical Starburst is the is the segue.
Yes. I am a tropical Starburst.
You're too white
but
to
you know
be
what the problem is? I forget that I'm a tropical Starburst, and that's where the real problem is. It's not Nathan, it's me. It's my own self worth.
Like it's like a horse that thinks it's a cow, man. This is on you, dude.
Yeah, it's on me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a horse.
You're a stallion.
I am a horse. What'd you just say, John?
You said something.
I'd fuck both. That's what he said. I'd fuck both.
Nathan didn't like it.
No, it's not that I didn't like it. No, that's not what the I didn't
to
like
me,
it.
To me, Nathan.
That's
when
not even true.
When Nathan pictures me naked, I have a Barbie, like, non-existent vagina. Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
totally.
And that's fine.
Animatonic.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a Ken doll.
Yeah, no.
I just picture this huge bush.
You are...
70s bush.
Yeah.
You are a little older, Kate.
You feel the picture same way? Just, you feel the same way about
I know
her
about shaving!
Not really. I just think she's got a bush the
super
size
bush.
Of
listen,
an afro.
I'm going to be honest. At the moment, I haven't shaved in a hot minute.
Oh,
I'm not
my.
Getting it.
Well, then that's what's keeping him away.
No, that's
see,
fine.
I wouldn't have, I
you
got to
prepare for
that.
Battle.
No.
Totally, dude. Put your shield on at all times.
But let
you
me
never
tell you
know
something.
When war's coming.
My vagina hair has never
ugh.
Prevented me from fucking. Because it's not like, first of all, I had laser hair removal like years,
on
years
your,
ago.
On your back.
My vagina. So like,
someone lasered
so
your
when
vagina.
It does come
does,
in, it's not
that last?
Crazy.
How long does that last?
A lifetime.
Wow.
But I didn't get enough for it to always be completely
what
gone.
So you always
get?
At like 5
the
o'clock
whole
shadow?
Thing.
You get the whole thing done, but you didn't get enough laser to keep it away for life?
I ran out of money.
How
oh,
much
really?
Does it?
No, I planned
how
on...
How much laser do you want?
No, I only had a couple
worth?
Sessions.
So how long
what
does
this get? What is this
going to
get?
We're not
going
to
get
one. Picturing. We're having too many... conversations
just,
at once.
Me and Joe are having a good one here.
I'm
can
asking
get,
you how long her pubic hair gets.
Yeah, let's
what
focus
are you guys
on Nathan
talking
and Joe.
About?
Not a good conversation.
Let's focus on Nathan.
Me
and
Joe had a good thing going over here, but you fucking killed it with your goddamn this side. So go back
we're
to
we're not
the side.
Talking about my pubic hair.
Okay. Well, then
I'm just curious how you get it lasered off.
My
and
vagina
goes to a certain length.
Is right now
what
off.
Do you go ahead? What were you two talking about?
We were joking about how Kate ran out of money, so we were like, oh, can I get like one lip done for like $100? And the guy's like, oh, okay, I'll do half. And then
just
yeah, we're done. Yeah,
change. How much is this? How much can this get?
Rolling pennies walking in. Can I get like my labia? Can I, okay.
So well, half of my vagina. One half is
one
perfect.
Half.
The other
which
one's
half?
A monster. I'm not going
to do you go
joke.
Top bottom or left right? Because left right is weird. It's like a Mr. T type thing. But if you go top bottom, that could be okay. You have like the bottom done and the top, you know.
Okay. Anyway.
All right.
My vagina's fine. But
did
it's
you go,
not
like, full
it's
front?
Not ready. When I know I'm going to have sex, I get it together.
But you always know when you're going to have sex?
Pretty much, yeah.
She's a girl.
There have been a couple times where
she's
I haven't.
A girl.
Dude, they have that card. They're like,
but don't
today
you,
I'm getting a dick.
Don't
and it
you?
Happens.
Right. But sometimes you go home with a girl and you're like, I didn't know this was going to happen. But you think she knew. She was going
there
out.
There were many times.
She's going to make it as dark as John. Possible. She doesn't have to look at it. She's like, I understand that there's hair
then,
here,
I
but
I'm
going to ignore
say.
It.
Yes.
Because I'm already in
there
the situation.
There are many times where I knew, and the guy did not, that we were going to have sex. So I was shaved. I was ready. And the guy's like, whoa, I did not know this was going to happen.
I smell like a truck stop right now.
And yeah, fine. But I knew.
Not me.
Him. I knew it was going
to
go down.
Not me, guys. Not me. I swear to God.
I don't smell like a truck stop right now.
Not you. The he was fucking talking about guy. Him. God.
The guy smells like a truck stop.
Yes. I missed that.
First of all, I've smelled a truck stop. Not too bad. Some of them. Depends where you are.
Have sex in one, dude, and watch what you think.
I don't know about that one.
Exactly. Exactly. Do you want to put your dick
have
in a
truck?
Have
you had sex in a truck stop?
No, I'm not a trucker. How would I ever... Do you know what I mean? I'm not hauling bananas from here to Austin, and I just pull into fucking...
Hauling
you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? And I pull into the over at the I-80, and I'm just like, who needs to... Like, I'm not... You know what I mean? I don't...
Just like hauling bananas.
Well, what are you hauling a truck? What are you hauling a truck? You haul fucking produce.
Horses? I don't know.
Horses
man.
You can haul?
We can.
That's a double smell right there, though. Your truck stop plus the horses. You're like a full tilt animal.
Mm. What the fuck are we talking about?
I don't know.
Porn. What was the second part?
Oh, the ex-girlfriends and shit.
Oh, checking your phone. Can we go back to that real quick?
Checking people's phone.
No, checking your boyfriends or girlfriends, going through
Boo.
Their shit. It's
Never.
Not a good thing. Never. It's Boo. Not a good thing to do.
I'm not going to lie. That would be something.
Is that a deal breaker?
I think it would be over time. Like sure. At first I would be upset and I'd be like, what the fuck?
Do you not
then,
trust me? Like, what would
yeah,
you?
And then, like, it would probably go away. But then I would think about that every so often until the point where I'd be like, you know what? Fuck this shit. And I would just be so upset. I'd be like, fuck it.
There's never a reason to hit a woman except when she's trying to figure out your passcode. And then you just run over and go, I don't! And just crack her.
And I'm masturbating to the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's her.
I wouldn't...
My ex went through my phone.
Boo.
How'd you feel about that?
Well, she found some text from a girl, so it wasn't very good.
Then you fucked up. That's
that was
you.
Your karma.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything.
What were the texts?
Bad.
What were the texts?
Just.
Hey, how are you?
How are you kind of stuff.
You working today?
Was there a secret agenda? You were like, I know what I'm
Look,
doing.
Look, I was abroad, and we were in an open relationship, and my girlfriend came to visit me, and I had been talking to another girl.
Okay, well, this is a whole very certain situation. She can't really be mad at this if you're in an open relationship.
Yeah, but we were together. We were in Paris together. We were having, like, a nice little time, and I got out of the shower, and she just went off on me.
See, that's a bad thing. Why would you check a phone in London? Because, or Paris, wherever you were.
Yeah, we were both.
What was that word I learned today? You're telling me London is not in Paris. Okay.
London's the country.
So
Meek Mill Drake. Back to that. Meek Mill Drake.
Fuck you.
I'm just joking.
So why would you check there when you're overseas? Because if you find the worst thing possible,
you're stuck on vacation
yeah,
with
like,
that person.
You did that, but I can't do anything about it because I'm.
Why don't you go up
and
the Eiffel Tower
thing,
with that bitch?
Let me say something. Okay, now I'm gonna get feisty.
Oh, she's
girls,
putting her hands up.
Whoa,
here.
Girls, whoa. Stop telling dudes you're okay with open relationships when you're not. Okay, just stop fucking lying because you're setting yourself the fuck up. Unless you are one of those rare girls who are okay with it, then
unless you're
then
that beautiful
great.
Unicorn that we all
the
know
every
and love.
Dude's waiting for.
You're in college. You're 20.
No, I'm sick. So many girls.
Old,
so many
and,
girls.
And even
they,
if you're not, even if you don't fully want it, I think if you're going away for 6 months, that's a time
let's
to
get
really test
let's
your
get
relationship.
Let's get serious.
I
though.
Also hate the girls that like Kate. They meet a guy and they just laugh at everything they say so hard.
That's a different
steak,
topic.
They're
let's,
just like,
let's chill here for. Okay. Kate,
see, I
Kate.
Like girls like that. I like girls
Kate,
who laugh
let's
at everything.
Chill one,
it's well, not
before,
my fault. I'm hilarious, Kate.
Before
yeah.
we
Jesus.
Move on, before we move on, real
but yeah,
quick.
But yeah, I can laugh
Kate,
at my jokes.
Before we move on, real quick.
Here we
on
go.
On the
this
open relationship. Back to the open relationship thing. It's not a disaster. Open relationship thing. I think, can we get real serious here? The open relationship was invented by men and continues to be kept up by men going, you cool with this, right? And then women go, yeah, I think so because I love you and blah, blah. And then it gets destroyed every
of
fucking
course,
time.
Of course.
Because it's us.
There's no
saying?
In between. It's like no. after a relationship when you're friends, still friends
yeah,
with your ex.
You know.
Nope.
No.
Tried
never
that.
Never works. Tried it. Even if you're not having sex.
Tried
and then you
it.
Have
got
sex
my heart
and that blows it, but
ripped out.
Have you shaved your heart, or is that the same as your
my heart? My heart,
same as your veg.
My heart is clean and smooth. It is just ready to go.
Wow. No yeah. man wants to hear that at any point in the first date, for
the
sure.
The opposite of
I'm
hard.
Not, I don't. I actually normally on the first date, I'm the one trying to set boundaries of like I don't want to go too quickly because I know in my past I've fucked up. You know,
guy doesn't want to hear that either.
I don't say it.
No boundaries on a first date. Like, you can't show up with a rule book, for fuck's sake. Just go have a good time. Bowl your three frames.
This is why I'm not dating.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Bowl your three frames.
Bowl your three frames and go home.
Fuck bowls three frames.
I don't even know what a frame is.
That's the bowling standard. Yeah.
Three frames?
Yeah. Well, you do. You can't do one frame. That's just, what are you paying for? One frame?
You're paying for one
frame? I thought you pay, frames
and
are like.
Shoes?
Frames are the game.
I thought a frame is an entire game.
Yeah.
I've been doing everything wrong. Huh?
So London is not in Paris, and what was that word again?
What was the word?
Masochistic.
Okay, masochistic.
It's masochistic and check on your ex's face.
Someone in this building, other than me, doesn't know what that means.
Sure, fine.
Yeah,
great.
Anyways, you see what I'm saying, Kate? You cannot show up to a date with rules. And I'm not saying show up with no rules, like we're doing anal, right? Like none of that shit. But you just can't show up with like, okay, here's what I'm looking for. Like a friend of mine was on Tinder and I was using his Tinder and all of the women that started.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that shit before.
Liz, I'm so sorry.
Liz, listen up.
Liz.
There is no friend, all right?
I swear to God, it's a friend of mine.
Okay.
Because he was at my house and I was like, he was on his Tinder. I was like, God, let me do this for a bit because it's just fun and hilarious. But every woman that had a profile that was like, I'm just looking for fun. And then all caps, they'd be like, and if you're a little punk bitch, don't you even kind of message me if you're just looking for sex. And I'd always message those women and go, sex? Like, just to be like, get over yourself. You cannot start these things on the, you know what I mean? On this grandiose fucking.
You're on Tinder.
Imagine if a man did that.
Yeah, come on.
If you don't have big ass titties, don't you even kind of swipe. Yeah. People would be livid. They'd be like, this guy, they'd bring blogs. People would go to his house. They'd burn their bras.
The truth is, you're saying exactly.
The exact same thing. The exact same thing. If your vagina ain't ready to get double penetrated tonight, bitch, don't you even kind of.
You throw out your
women,
phone.
Would
burn
lose,
it.
Burn your phone.
Get it's a flip phone.
I mean, your doors don't go outside.
Get a fucking
You're
flip
a useless
phone.
Gargoyle. People
you don't
would
deserve
lose their
a
shit.
Smartphone.
Exactly.
You're not He's smart right. enough to own one.
I would definitely, if I went on Tinder, would be like, if you are not looking for something serious, you can just get dust.
But
happen.
I used to use Tinder all the time, and it was fucking great. First of all, Tinder's great. And not because you hook up with people, just because
it's fun.
You see
like
the
game.
Kind of people that are all in the yes. world, and that's great.
It's funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
It's a like the way to pass the time.
There's a ton of girls on there, like, not looking for a hookup.
Totally.
Were you trying to go, like, be buddies? I don't understand what the fuck you're on Tinder.
It's Tinder, bro.
What
it's,
are you looking for?
It's Tinder,
you know,
bro.
It's really interesting. I was.
They mean like one night stand hookup. Like, they're looking for something real. Like,
nope.
they're.
They
it's
ain't
Tinder,
looking for something
but they
real.
Want it to be match.com.
Yeah, exactly. They're it's not looking Tinder. For something real. They're looking.
You're swiping cocks. Let's be serious.
A lot of my friends
cock
have met
swipe.
There.
Cock swipe.
Anyway.
Cock swipe. We should do.
Cock
that
swipe.
Is. That's what Tinder is. Cock swipe
just,
for women.
But it's
that's
like a million is. Dudes, and then like three yeah. girls are on there. But
dude, gay dudes.
Look,
got
there
a lot of my friends have met their
have
girlfriends
the
or boyfriends.
There are classier ones. I've got a Bumble date tonight.
What's a
the
Bumble?
Fuck is that?
What's Bumble?
Is that where you're going after? Is that where
I have a show? But I invited
a Bumble.
Bumble girl to the show because
the fuck is Bumble?
What's Bumble, dude? I'm so out of this.
I would
loop.
Never so, invite a dude to one of my shows.
Dude, since we got girlfriends, we just shut down on
well,
all
then,
the new.
But before you,
you
had,
know what I mean? I've never heard of Bumble. I've
no,
never
no,
heard
no,
of
no.
it.
We'll get to Bumble, but you do stand up as well.
No,
you do stand up.
I do,
and now, he's the most successful of all of us, by the way.
Okay.
Doesn't do stand up, just so we all know. Shut up.
Oh, hey, yeah, man, keep your own fucking unhappiness in check, okay? Go ahead.
No, I'm in a mood.
You are in a mood. Go ahead, John.
It's okay. Any success I've had hasn't been from stand-up, but it's a good thing to do. Anyway, the point is this. Do you ever invite, when you were single, invite a girl to your show? And then you
Never
do well?
Never in life. Because
I've done it. I've done it
I
so
always,
many times.
Every guy, I used to yell at guys that would do that because I'd always think, what the fuck is, what are you doing? Are you just doing stand-up to fuck women? Because if it is,
no.
Go do something else.
No. I do plenty of shows without women, but it's fun to have a girl. I want to go out for drinks after. It's fun to
is
have
it
a girl.
Is like
then.
An icebreaker?
What if you bomb? Dude, what if you bomb? What if you do bad?
I think about that too.
What if you do bad? Don't tell me you never do bad. I'll throw this fucking table across
I don't invite girls. I don't invite girls to shitty shows.
That okay, good. That's at least a step up.
I'm not
up.
Inviting her to a bar show. I'm inviting her to a good
okay,
packed
go.
Out club show.
Because I've seen guys invite girls to bar shows, and I'm like, nah, dude, you don't even want to be here. Don't bring this fucking
I'm
woman
not saying,
into this
and
life.
Look, and I'm not saying I don't do, I mean, I do fine at those, but like, it's hard to.
They're good shows, though, is what you're saying.
Bomb
good shows.
At a good show.
Good shows is a little different, but I've seen guys invite girls to
Watch,
literally
I'm bomb
open
tonight.
Mics.
Watch, I'm going to fucking eat shit.
Where
tonight.
Are you at? Where are you at?
Gotham.
You won't bomb.
Yeah, Gotham.
That's why I fight.
Yeah, nobody bombs.
Look, do I do comedy? Do I do comedy for girls? No. Is it a nice, could it be a nice byproduct? Yeah. And by the way, there are a lot of comedians I look up to who roll into the club with a girl, a different girl every time.
Ew.
Yeah, name one.
Ew.
Off. We'll do it off. Because I would just like to know.
See, but I think that's so lame.
I used to think it was
it
cool.
It feels so empty.
You think it's lame to have a Bumble date at my show?
What the dude, fuck stop. Is Bumble date? Back
no.
to that.
No. Stop taking it so personally. I think it's lame the dudes who every time I see them has a new girl at the show. I'm like, are you that insecure?
I invited
insecure?
Her and a bunch of friends.
But you know
my
what I'm
friends
saying,
are coming.
Nathan,
I'm 100%. But
you're
I'm,
already
I'm,
there getting the audience to laugh at everything you do. Now you also need a girl being like, eh, like a different one every time. I'm just like, ugh.
I don't think that's cool either. I don't know. I've always been like, I'm not like a big wander around, just fuck every woman on the planet. You know, like there's guys that are like, you know, I fucked 1,000 women or whatever the fuck it is. They're like, why don't you just toss your dick into a swamp? That's disgusting. That's really gross. You know, put your dick at the bottom of the ocean
toss
and go pick it up.
Toss your dick into a swamp.
And I'm not saying anything bad about women, but 1,000 women? You're
no.
gonna put your dick into that? That's awful. If you could put them all together as one giant black hole, would you do it? It'd be horrifying. You know what I mean? Disgusting. Put a foot in. Whoa, that's
bring a,
gross.
Bring a torch, bring a knapsack.
You got a hokey pokey.
Camp out.
Turn yourself
hibernate
around.
For a couple
walk
months.
Out.
How many people have you had sex
that's
with?
That's what
do
it's
you know,
all about.
Do you know your number,
yeah.
John?
I know what it's around, and it's not that much.
How much? How many?
Does what? Everybody know theirs?
I don't.
Yeah. I know my number.
I'm close. I know.
Mine's basically. In the low 30s.
Okay. Joe.
I don't know. I would have to think.
Can you like?
I bet you're over
make
100
an estimate?
Though.
No shot.
No.
You're famous.
Doesn't he's
I'm not
a
over,
good dude.
I'm not over 100. That's fucking crazy. I'm not over
are
50.
You,
there you go.
But you're over 30?
I don't think so.
Cuz you're young in your 20s.
What
that's
are you,
a lot
Nate?
Of vagina.
I
want to
know, Nate.
I'm not going to say the actual number, but it's low. It ain't a ton. I've been in a lot
less
of
less than 40?
Less than 40. Yep.
I want to
less than 30.
Probably I'm not right. going to go any more than that. But I've said no to more sex than I've actually taken in. There's some of these women look awful. Not even that they look bad, but you just think about all the repercussions.
Then I've taken in.
Yeah.
When I'll you, take this.
When you think about the repercussions of it, I'm like, I don't want to just have sex to have sex. That's gross in my eyes. You got somebody's dirty feet kicking around your fucking bed. It's just like I personally need to either not know a thing about a human being and I can fuck them. If I know anything about you, even a name, then I got to know more to even make this fun for me. I can't. I don't know. It's just me. I can't. Mm-hmm. I can't do it.
All right. Now, I want to go back for a second to this thing.
What's
I was
Bumble?
I was talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, we'll talk about Bumble.
Okay,
but very Bumble, real yeah. quick. The point is, you're stand-up. You go up every night?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I try to go up every night. Mm-hmm. But I also want to go out with women, right? So
yeah, it's like two birds with one stone.
I kind of see it as two birds with
what
one stone.
What do you do during the day?
I write.
Invite them to write.
I don't want to fucking invite a girl to write.
Why?
They have jobs, too. They have normal
what
jobs.
What about on their days off?
I'd much rather them come to a show
Nathan,
than I can go out and drink.
Let him live. Let him
then
do
I can
what
go out
wants.
And drink afterwards
Why
and enjoy
can't
myself.
Why can't I ask a man a fucking question? I can't ask
you
him
can't
a
invite
what's
a girl
sexy
to
about?
Write.
You can't invite a girl you don't know to write.
It was a joke.
Oh.
First of all, if we can scale it all
if you could
down.
Just make it funny.
Do you do that? Do you
off.
Often tell jokes? Is that something you do?
Do you guys see what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
And I'm not the only guy who invites girls to shows.
Of course you're not. There's a lot of other criminals out there.
I don't think it's bad. I think it's fucking bold. Because I'd be like, I'm going to fuck this up for sure. Because
yeah, what if you do bad? That's
wait,
has
Joe.
It, have you ever done bad
no.
at a show that you've... Please.
Joe,
have
no,
you ever
no.
done bad? Excuse me. Have you ever done bad at a show? You're going to move topics.
No, I don't think so. Because I invite them to good shows.
See, good show... Like I said before, good shows is a different thing. I've seen people invite people to garbage.
I would never invite somebody to a
has a girl ever
show.
Gone... Ah, that was pretty rough.
No. And I, by the way, I've done this probably like 6 times.
Dude, I am in no way judging you, man. Do whatever you want.
He's just gonna judge you
me.
Before.
No one's judging.
I love it. He just judged you for 10 minutes.
So Bumble.
Yeah. What the fuck is that?
So there are two founders of Tinder. One, the female split off from Tinder.
Oh, I heard about
for,
this
for creative
yeah.
differences. She started Bumble. Now Bumble's great because the premise is that the girl has to initiate, and she has 24 hours to do so. Takes all the pressure off the guy. It's pretty fantastic.
So wait a minute. You swipe on a girl, and then it's all up to her.
Yep. And she has 24 hours to do it.
And if you don't, if she doesn't have, in the 24 hours, if she doesn't do it, then you're human garbage and she hates you.
No, she liked you. She just got distracted. That's how I used to think of it.
She has a
she
lie.
Didn't check her phone.
Yeah.
She can extend
someone
the,
died
you
that
can
day.
You can extend the match by 24 hours if there's one of them you really like.
So how aww. Does it take the pressure off of you? Because that you're still waiting on that clock.
I'm not waiting by any clock. I swipe and then I live.
You're not
and
sitting
go,
there.
Oh, what are the girls that I matched with? Reached out.
Okay.
And then one of the ones I reached out, I said, what are you doing? You should come to a show tonight. Okay. I'm bringing friends. Fantastic.
Cool.
You, look at this. Fucking bumbling.
Bumbling.
Stumbling, bumbling. I'm scared.
No judging. If I would never want, no, I would, if I was dating on Tinder though, I wouldn't want the first time for him to be in the audience, because my set's pretty intense too. Like it would just be too much. I feel like he has to work.
Yeah, you'd be like, my vagina. And then you'd sit down and be like, listen, just because I'm talking about my vagina doesn't mean that I'm like this.
I'm a respectful
exactly.
girl, yeah.
I have a son, okay? Relax.
I am not doing anal.
We have rules.
Well, yeah.
Here, I have a couple things just you need to read and sign.
Sign, it'd be hilarious. I need you sign this copy, sign this. Fax it to your lawyer so that they know where I am.
Do you have someone that needs to read this? Just fax it to your lawyer.
Yeah.
It's notarized.
Well, first of all, I've called off 2 weddings. I have a divorce. Like, I feel like I know what I am kind of looking for.
Christ.
I think that means the exact opposite, Kate. I think it means you have zero idea what you're looking for. That's why a couple of weddings have shattered and men have been kicked out of the house. Do you know what I mean? If you want, you can look at it like, oh, I know what I'm looking for. No, you don't. Walked out of 2 fucking weddings. You have no idea what you're looking for. This is the relationship that myself and Kate have. This type of fucking calling each other on our own stuff, you know?
When do I call you on your shit?
You do it all the time.
Yeah, you're the worst.
See? Yes.
I know what I'm looking for. I've walked away from 7,500 men and now
I'm saying, but that's how you, Nathan, that's how you figure it out. You have to go through these experiences and find out what Amazing. You don't want, and it gets you closer to what you do.
Here's what it is.
I think this is when Harry met Sally. I think you two are going to end up together. What do you think
Definitely
about that?
Definitely not.
Oh, imagine. I leave Liz.
We would hate each other.
I would hate
you. We made that joke once where, or maybe you made it where you was like, ugh, if we were together, I would slam you into the wall. Like, do you?
I don't think I said, first
yes,
of
you
all,
did.
Fans.
It was in a
I don't think I said
you
I would.
Did. It was in a joking,
assault you.
It was in a joking way where you were just like, ugh, like we get, like, and I genuinely get mad at him. Like, we get mad at each other.
She doesn't talk to me sometimes for days.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good. It's healthy.
It's because she knows what she wants.
You're a dick.
I know that I want to work at this law firm, so let me get a bunch of other jobs and quit all of them day one.
But I didn't know from the start I wanted a law firm, and now I'm getting closer to realizing I want to work in a law firm.
Closer to is the exact
sentence. I want a very sensitive dude. Ugh. I want a sensitive dude.
Sensitive how? What does it even mean?
Just like, you know, he's emotional and he gets it and he's not making like douchey dick
gets
comments.
What? Gets what? What does he get? Do you see what I'm saying?
The beauty of life. He's not a tough guy. He's not all about the ego. He's just like, he can sit with you and your feelings. When you're upset, he's not freaked out. He doesn't give
you a
weird
look. I can't wait for you to meet that guy and find out you don't want that guy.
No, the day Tim and I broke up, I had lunch with Nathan McIntosh, the opposite of sitting with me in my emotions. Okay, I want someone who's not freaked out by my emotions.
I wasn't freaked out by your emotions at all. I was not freaked out. I thought you guys were going to get back together because you broke up a fucking every couple of weeks. So I thought you were going to get back together. So everything I said, yes, was harsh. Because I was like, this is all stupid. You guys are going to get back together. And then it turns out I was dead wrong. And then I apologized. What do you want me to do? But sit with your emotions. You want me to fucking sit under a goddamn
Hold
tree?
Hold my hand.
Yeah, be there.
Go,
be there.
Yourself.
Thank you, John.
Hold her fucking hand and
yes,
peel a goddamn apple while looking out into the ocean. And reading poetry?
Friends,
no,
yes, Nathan.
No.
Thank you, John. Thank you.
No, you did
you know
it.
What?
Three
you,
times
you
know a charm, her vagina's just fucking
you know,
gushing.
No, let me just say something. Let me just say something, but this is partially your fault. I think you should be
My
friends
vagina
with,
just shaved itself right now.
You should
now.
Probably be friends
so
with more
funny.
Women.
Yeah.
You should probably be friends with more women because you're not going to get that from most guys.
I am friends with a lot of women and a couple of dudes that are like, you know.
So if you're looking through your ex's phone...
You're a complete criminal piece of garbage. That's dead serious. I don't care how old you are, how young you are.
But don't
if you,
you
look
think
through your ex's phone,
if a girl's looking
or not
through,
exes,
listen, if a girl's looking through her dude's phone, don't you think maybe it's because there's a deeper, she can't trust that guy in the first place?
Or what if he looks through her phone then?
But both. I don't think you should be with someone that makes you feel so insecure that you need to check their phone. If you feel the need to check their phone, you should probably be in a different relationship where you're not freaking out. Because I've been in relationships where I feel secure, no desire to check any of their shit. And then I've been in a relationship. Like when I was with Eitan, never wanted to check his shit. I trusted him. I knew he was good. Do you know what I mean? Like, but there are some dudes, when I want to check, something's already off. There's something about them I don't
it's
trust. And my
internal.
Intuition is always fucking right.
Because I know what I want.
It's not always intuition. It's just insecurity.
Well, yeah, but sometimes there's a if you can't, if there's a shady ass person, you can pick up on it. And that's what's making you feel insecure in the first place.
Well, I know a lot of dudes, like they'll date some girl who's like out of their league and then feel like I have to check because there's no
That's
way that dudes aren't
yeah.
yeah so like it's just
well,
either
dudes
way
are gonna,
it's on you either way if you're dating someone you need to check their shit either go to therapy date someone else it's not a good thing to do There we
go. Even if you date, I mean, every girl you're ever going to date, other guys are going to want to fuck her. That's just a fact of life. Even if it's somebody that only 10 other guys want to fuck, they still are going to want to fuck. You know what I'm saying? It's never going to not be a thing. That's what happens. You can't check somebody's phone. That's ridiculous.
But don't you think you should also try to date someone you just trust anyway? Like, you know Sammy's not cheating. Like, you're not...
She's getting nailed right now.
That's fact. On Bumble. She's on Bumble.
Yeah, I trust. I don't have...
I saw her. We matched. She's coming to my show tonight.
On Bumble.
But you know, like, there are some girls out there, they, like, even when they're in a relationship, they still, like... do like things where they like go out and you see them flirting, they need the attention still from other dudes. Like that kind of a girl you're gonna feel not as safe with. Yeah, it's like they still need all that attention. You see them being shady. Yeah, that's crazy.
Those are the worst. That is torture. That's torture. That's the kind of phone I would go through. That when I'm feeling super insecure, when you got a girl like that who's just
like, I'm sorry with my.
But
ex,
it's an intuition thing. It's like I wouldn't be the guy to check a phone, but like that's where you like could
that's
go
where you
there,
start where
like,
going nuts.
You're like fuck this right. person. My is, there's no way this person's not fucking someone else. Go ahead. What are you going to say?
No, I forgot.
I love. Yeah, he just went. All right. He just leaned down. So okay.
This is for John. So my ex, like he would be talking to a lot of his fans, and for him it was just like, oh, they're curious about spirituality, blah 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 blah. If you're talking to all these hot chicks that are interested in spirituality, that was making me feel insecure.
That's on you, dude.
It was constant.
No, that's on you,
day.
Dude.
Joe, do you all your
is
fans
that not on her?
Joe, all your fans that reach out to you, do you go back and forth with long emails with these girls? Sammy would be pissed.
Why would she be pissed?
You're going back and forth, long emails.
I don't
fans.
Because what the fuck are we going to talk about?
Honest, I get where you're coming from, but at the end of the day, yeah, it's you got to be secure.
Woo
woo!
I won something here today
because I think when a guy or a girl,
you, bro.
That's strike one against
when a guy or a girl.
Go because my
was trying to drying up.
My step, I was really trying.
Hear it shriveling?
Look, my biggest goal tonight was to just get you drenched, but I have to be honest. I just have to be honest.
But no, because this is where I'm coming from. If you're with a guy or girl and they need that much outside attention, I'm not saying outside friends or like healthy like back and forth, but if you need random people's attention all the time and validation, whether it's the girl going to the bar being like da da da, or if you need people just constantly being like you're amazing blah 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 blah, it's just like come on, why do you need all this outside?
I get why it bothers you, but then you can't be with somebody like that.
Got it. No, I get it. And we weren't a good match, so.
Okay, then we're good. I was just going to ask a question, but we're good. We're done.
Ask it, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, if you were fucking dating Mick Jagger and he goddamn, you know,
I could never date Mick Jagger.
Okay,
I could date someone who's famous.
Can we finish the hypothetical?
Fine, sorry, go.
I'm just saying, if you were dating, he's a skeleton. If you were dating somebody like that and they got fan mail and they responded to it, you'd all be like,
no.
Why you responded to that mail?
No, it wasn't like that. My ex had developed.
Was he sending dick pics?
I don't know. But like, not that I know of.
Balls pics.
Can you just let me finish?
Some women are into balls.
You can feel into this
shit.
Are
they? Because I would like to meet them. My balls are very overwhelming.
They're better than the dick?
My penis is, forget about it.
Let
very
me finish.
Forgettable penis.
Because Nathan, you don't do this. Like, okay, so if a fan reaches out to you and it's like a
and
nice, like,
people
oh,
back.
That's what I'm saying. So do I. But there's a, when you're developing relationships with all these people constantly, you're going back and forth with like tons of people. Most of them are like opposite sex people that really want to bone you. I'm like, it's more of like, why do you need that?
Do they want to bone?
Yes.
Why? How do you know?
Kate, you know.
I can tell from the comments that were being left on his Facebook page. Girls know this shit.
Checking out the Facebook
page.
Girls
really, but
Kate, here's the thing. If you, you know a lot about this business. A lot of it is making people want to fuck you without fucking them. Do you know what I'm saying? If you walk the earth, if everybody that messaged you, you went, oh, thanks. And by the way, I have a girlfriend. So if you could scale these messages back, you just lost a fan. Do you know what I'm saying?
They're gone for life. But there is a happy medium. There's a way to feel it out. And I'm telling you, Joe does it in a way where he doesn't make the girls feel like... You don't do it in an appropriate way. I can already tell. Like, someone like Joe, you can trust in a relationship. You're just honest and kind.
Imagine I'm
you
just
can't
like...
trust me?
No, you I can. I can try, but not as much as Joe.
You had to think about that?
Not as much
you
as Joe.
You're fucking mind. Have you ever talked to Liz? Have you ever talked to Liz?
Yeah, she's one of my close friends.
Has Liz ever looked you in the face and gone, I think Nathan's cheating?
No.
Exactly. So go fuck yourself. I'm flipping this table on my
flip it.
I think she's just saying if she had to choose. If she had to choose.
She doesn't even know what she wants.
But Joe,
two failed marriages.
No, but like, fuck off.
Jesus
Joe,
Christ.
Whatever.
He's ruthless.
Joe.
You're the reason I'm being so nice. You fucking.
He's horrible.
No gloves on, just fucking straight shots to the face.
He's horrible to me. He's
you don't
horrible.
Have time to protect yourself.
Hands
no,
up at all times.
Joe gets so much pussy thrown at him, okay? and is just boom. But he's so true? Straight through it.
How much
so,
pussy you get thrown?
I'm telling you, I can feel when a guy needs that.
You do a fair
that.
Amount. And pre-relationship, were you taking in the pussy?
I was weeding out the bad. And
but you were having sex
good.
With a lot
he
of women.
Was, he went months without fucking.
My friends have said, like, dude, if I was you, I'd have 10 STDs. So I guess that means that I'm not fucking as much as. But it's different. When you're. People from, like. Like my, I know my friends. They say shit like that. But if they were in my situation, yeah. they wouldn't fucking be like, all right, yeah, dude, I'm down. Just fuck everyone. You know what I mean? Because you get to have the fucking yeah. option.
A lot of these women too have gross feet. I mean, that's just a fact. You gotta take
feet
that
is a thing for you.
I have not
met a foot that I liked.
I've never met a foot I liked.
Haven't.
Oh, that's great. That's not, great.
I've never met a foot I wouldn't fuck.
Oh.
Haven't that's met a
foot. Guys, we actually have to wrap this up. So.
Apropos.
This has been great. Nathan, I feel.
Thank you very much for having me. You can go on NathanMcIntosh.com. I also have an album if you want to check it out. It's called I Wasn't Talking. You can listen to it on Spotify. Thank you very much.
Is there a bit in your special or in your album where you talk about you in class getting in trouble or something, and that's where that comes from?
You won't have to listen to the album to find out for yourself.
Yeah, John, buy
the
fucking album.
I'm not going to. Based on this podcast? Fuck no.
The show was taped after a giant bumble sesh, and the whole audience is girls that I invited to the show. And then at the end, I go, and I'm going to fuck you! None of them cheer except
like Oprah.
Her. Yes, and then we leave.
There's a dick under your chair and your chair.
And then I'm under there, rock hard.
Like, yeah, it's not my dick. It's Nathan McIntosh. By the way, you should check out his album. That wasn't me talking. Joe?
Where can they find you, Joe?
You guys can find me on Twitter at Joe Santagato.
And on Facebook, because his videos are blowing up. John, where can they find you?
My website as well, John Rudnitsky. Let me spell. JonRudnitsky.
I mean, talk about a sexy last name.
Yeah. I really stuck with it. JonRudnitsky.com. All my vids are on there.
Guys, you can find me on Twitter at TheKateWolf. And if you would like a tarot card reading, I actually have been giving about like 5 a week to podcast listeners, which is pretty awesome. So hit me up. We do it through Skype. And yeah, you can email me kwolf27@gmail.com. And thanks for listening.
It's great being here. Thanks for having us, you know?
Yeah.
Anytime, guys.
See you.
Big fan, Kate.
Peace.